Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Hour number two. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. They have finished it off in Houston, Joe. Astros beat the Mariners again. 4-2 the final, as Cal Raleigh couldn't keep the game going there. So Presley shuts the door, and the Astros take care of business. Nothing else cooking right now. We're down to the three West Coast games. In terms of baseball, now immediately you wanted to get back to the football show. I understand that. So they gave DK Metcalf money? Was that what happened tonight also? I missed that tonight, too.
Yeah, he got, like, 58 guaranteed, 3 years, $72 million. Good for him. I mean, you know, like I said, if you're Seattle and if you are in a rebuild after Russell Wilson, you need DK. I mean, I don't understand these teams letting players go to get with the hopes of getting other players to replace them. It's not like DK Metcalf is in his 30s. He's in the league 3-4 years. I mean, come on now. I mean, he's a physical specimen. The kid's a gamer. I love the way he plays. And we could go back to his lack of production last year and, you know, the ability with Russ with the finger. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But at the end of the day, I think Russ was checked out. And you know what? I think you're going to see an increase in DK this year. He's going to be motivated. Kid loves Pete Carroll. Kid loves the Seattle Seahawks. Wants to be there.
Well, I hope he likes seeing no production and no numbers. At least he got paid so that before he has statistically an awful year.
Here we go. Awful.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. You have confidence in those two stiffs that are going to play quarterback for the Seahawks to get him the rock? You have confidence in those guys?
I think you could put a high school quarterback back there this year.
That's tough.
It up for DK, and I think he'll at least get 1,000 yards this year. At least 1,000. Because I think they're going to be able to run the football. See, I really believe that Rashad Penny, Kenneth Walker, that dynamic duo, we're going to be talking about them much. Watch all the so-called experts and gurus. Come on. Probably like week 10. You know, this Kenneth Walker's really good. Yeah, Rashad Penny. Yeah, it was a first-round draft pick 3-4 years ago. 32nd overall by Seattle. Okay, tore up San Diego State if you watch Mountain West Conference. And we're going to have all the gurus come on. You know, Rashad Penny is really good.
When do you think Seattle's going to win their first game? Did you see that? I was looking at these
week
last
one.
Night.
Week one.
Okay, fine.
Week one. All right. They're going to let me ask you, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to get blown out? They're playing at home. They're going up against a road quarterback. Pete Carroll is a much better head coach than Nathaniel Hackett. And Danger Russ is making workout videos or whatever the hell he's doing. Hey, Denver. Hey. Hey, Denver. I'm ready to play.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us. Look, Joe, I'm the biggest Bronco fader that there's going to be this year. I can't do it week one.
Why not?
Seattle's going to be awful. It'll be a bad football team.
I don't think they're going to be as bad as anybody thinks.
I think Seattle get first win week three at home against the Falcons. They give you plus 200 for that.
Say it again.
Seattle's first win of the season. I say it'll be week three against the Falcons at home.
What are they giving you for week one?
Plus 180, which I'm assuming is what the money line is right now. It's probably the same as the money line.
Let me see.
Plus 180 is probably what they're already giving you for the first game of the year. Right? I don't have it in front of me. I only have this prop.
Yeah, 180. There it is.
Yeah. So week two against the Niners, it's 460. Week three, Falcons, 200. Week four, Lions, plus 750.
I loved them plus the 5.5. You can't talk me out of it.
I'm not going to talk you out of it because I'm not going near that. That'll be a prop game for me. Line is a little fishy. If the Broncos are so great, why aren't they more favored by more? Right? Mighty Broncos going to the Super Bowl. Why are they only 5.5-point favorites?
I think I'll tell you this. The game in terms of favorites that I think is an absolute blowout special.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore against the Jets.
Yeah.
I don't
I was looking. They have the Jets up there. This is actually pretty interesting. They have the Jets up there, too. They only put, like, the five or six, like, what they think are going to be the five or six worst teams up for this prop for when they will have their first win. The Jet one is, like, you might have to dig a little bit. When we come back, Joe, I'm going to see if you could pick when the Jets will have their first win and what the odds are going to be for it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Rocking with you on Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. So they have, Joe, as I was mentioning to you, these props on FanDuel about first win of the regular season for the bad teams, first loss of the regular season for the good teams. So the Jets, who everybody loves this year, Jets over, Jets this, Jets that. week one at Baltimore at home, plus 195, first win of the season.
I love Baltimore.
Okay. Week two, they're in Cleveland, okay?
They could win that game.
That's what I'm thinking. Well, yeah. And I'm especially if Watson isn't playing, obviously.
Right. If it's Brissett, or do we think they're going for Garoppolo? If it's Garoppolo, they probably
I mean, listen, these guys lie all the time, but Stefanski's, I mean, made it pretty clear several times that it's going to be Brissett.
He feels that good, Stefanski, huh?
Well, he's another guy who thinks he's smarter than everybody else in the room. So
right. He wants to show that he can win.
He's one of those guys. So, yeah, I think he is going to play him. But I could also see the Jets lose that game on the road to Jacoby Brissett. Couldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's the Jets. I mean, I will say this, though.
Let's say they lost it. Let's say they lost to the Ravens and the Browns. Let's just do that. They going to win week three at home against Cincinnati?
They beat him last year. Mike White had a 400-yard performance.
You think that Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow don't remember that going into MetLife last year? You think that's not going to be on their minds early in the season?
No, I think they do, without a doubt.
Week four, the Jets go to Pittsburgh.
They could win that.
Wow, Joe's higher on the. You're a little higher on the Jets than I think I thought you were. You're higher on the Jets here, huh?
I'm not high on the Jets, but I'm not. See, I think it has more to do with the other teams that we're mentioning. I think Cincinnati, you're right.
They play the whole entire North the first 4 weeks. How about that? They play all the North teams the first 4 weeks.
But But here's the thing. Like, are we sold on Pittsburgh's D? Are we sold on this defense?
I'm on the over for Pittsburgh, 7.5.
Well, that's because you worked with Scotty. I mean,
it's got nothing to do with that. I can't stand the Steelers. I don't want to root for them.
No, but I'm saying,
it's a good number.
The thing, they allowed 5 yards per carry last year as a defense. Where's that steel curtain?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I know, but I mean, you know, Cam Hayward's not getting any younger.
Right, so you're pouring a lot of cold water on the Jet one too. So I guess I'll get off that as well.
No,
I won't do the Jet one.
Here's the thing: they'll probably play good, but they won't win. So they'll be 0-4. Good, I'll play along. I could tell.
No. You're high on the Jets, so you'll give them a win. We'll give them a win. High on the Jets.
I'm not.
So we'll give them. We'll give them a pass here.
No, stop.
All right, let me give you one that I actually do really like. This is a legitimate one that we can bet, and that's the Bears' first win. Okay. Now I do like the Bears with the points week one at home against the Niners, but I think the Niners will win the game. But I do like the Bears getting the points in that game. So that's +220. They'll say they lose that at Green Bay. They're definitely not winning that game in week two. Week three they have the Texans at home. Now, don't you think that they'll be favored in that game at home against the Texans?
You would hope.
It's +145 to be their first win. On this prop. I mean, they're going to be money line, obviously, favorites against them. If you bet the game that week, and you can get them here +145. As long as you believe they'll lose to the Niners and the Packers, you'll have that slip in your pocket for week three.
Against Chicago, like 22 and
a lot, a lot too little.
I know.
I like this Bear one. Week three, Texans +145. I like it.
I like that. You can get me in on that. What about the Dolphins' first win? I'm curious about
that. They don't have that because the Dolphins aren't listed. They only have the Bears, Falcons, Jets, Lions, Seahawks, and Texans. That's it. The teams that they think are going to be bad.
I think Belichick abuses the nerd week one.
I do too.
Plus the points he eats. Rookie coaches.
Now they give you more. They give you more choices for the teams, the good teams, to have their first loss. But I mean, that's
tricky. All right, so lay it on me. Give me a good team.
The Bills.
Do they have Denver?
Do they have Denver? They do have Denver.
What do they have as Denver?
Well, obviously Seattle's +180, like we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Home against Houston, they're gonna win that game. Week three, home against the Niners, +250. Tell you which one I like. Week four at the Raiders, +490.
Mm.
I like that, Joe.
You like them to get that win?
I like the Raiders to beat them and give Denver their first loss of the season.
I think the Raiders. The Raiders
I think that Denver could obviously beat Seattle, Houston, and San Francisco the first 3 weeks. They lose to the Raiders in Vegas, +490. You want to play it?
You can get me. I'm in on every other Raider bet. 10-plus wins, make the playoffs. Playoffs?
Will they let you parlay these, Joe? I doubt they will. I'm being a glutton like you right now. I'm pulling a Joe Glutton move, trying to put the Bears and the Raiders together.
Glutton. Joe Glutton. That's
a Joe Glutton move. All right, I'm going to play those two, Joe. Bronco first loss week four. Bear first win week three.
Where do you see this, by the way?
This is under, if you go to NFL.
Yeah.
I believe it's under
First win loss.
First there win is. Loss is the tab that you would look for on the FanDuel page.
Dig deep into the bowels.
Well, you got to remember, they've got a lot of, I mean, they got a lot of props on here, Joe. I mean, they are ready for the start of the season.
This is, how about Detroit?
Yeah, people are high on them.
I'm high on them.
You are?
Yeah.
Spicy. Think they beat the Eagles week one at home?
It's a rematch. They got abused by them, 33-7.
They got destroyed in that game.
They did. They I forget what the line was originally. I think it was like,
Eagles
I want to say it was 3.5. I think it was 3.5.
Remember, the Eagles weren't playing very well going into that game. That's the game that turned the Eagles season around.
It was. Jalen Hurts, he led them on a first drive, and then all of a sudden he just caught fire. I remember that game. They couldn't run. They couldn't do anything, Detroit. Jared Goff looked like a deer in the headlights. He turned the football over. It was that Tim Boyle. That Tim Boyle.
Jeez.
That had a career 47%.
I got all the props open now, Joe. This is bad. I got all the props open.
Let's go to the lab. There you go. It's a football show.
I love these Barkley rushing props for the Giants.
Yeah, I'm on Dalvin Cook.
Cook. What do we got for Cook?
11.50 last I saw.
8.5 touchdowns on the ground. 8.5 rushing touchdowns. I don't like the yards. I like the touchdowns. I think I told you this once already.
Yeah. Here's another one. You ready?
Barkley went up like 50 yards. It was 850 last week. It's 900 now.
Here's another one. You ready?
Yeah.
David Montgomery, 925.5, under. I don't think he gets to 1,000 yards.
Man, the Bears. Joe, you got it. I know you're really high on Fields. Man, their skill position players are garbage. Like, honestly. How could he possibly even move the football with some of the stiffs that he's going to have out there? They're going to be bad, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Big Ten over-unders, Joe. We have a few more teams to get through here tonight and tomorrow. Let's kick off tonight with Iowa. We have not discussed them yet. Their number is 7.5, plus 110 to the over, minus 130 to the under. How about that?
Yeah.
Home South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits. Home for Iowa State. Home for Nevada. At Rutgers. Home Michigan. At Illinois. At Ohio State. Home Northwestern. At Purdue. Home Wisconsin. At Minnesota. Home for Nebraska. Can we get 8 wins here?
I think the Iowa State game, especially this year with Matt Campbell having an under-the-radar team, they'll probably play better. I don't know, you know, no Carson Strong with Nevada or Romeo Dubes. So they should be 4-0. They really should.
I agree with you.
Let's give them 3-1, though. Let's just say somehow Iowa State, maybe State steps up. All right, let's give them 3-1. They're not beating Michigan. 4-1 with Illinois. But, you know, that Illinois game is tough. Here's the problem that I have with Iowa. I don't think Petrus is that good or Padilla. Did you know in the last – I did my in my preview, the last, like, 7 or 8 games of the year, they only had 3 passing touchdowns. And you would think that when you're a run-heavy offense or you want to be – that you're pounding the rock for like $175, $180. I broke down their numbers. They only rushed for like 130 yards per game last year. So if you're not getting that type of productivity out of the running game, that puts more pressure on your offensive line and more pressure on your quarterback, which both of them are garbage.
Well, yeah.
That's it.
Their offense was putrid last year. They got off to the start they got off to because of their defense with all just a billion turnovers. I mean, a billion turnovers, right?
Yeah.
They got like an abnormally, you know, large amount of turnovers in their first 7 or 8 games last year.
Oh, agreed. Agreed. So. Now, here's the 4 tough games. Ready? Michigan, Ohio State, Purdue that have beaten them back-to-back years, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Those are the 5. And are we giving Nebraska the rivalry game at the end of the year, Scott Frost's job?
I mean, you got to remember, Nebraska had them beaten last year, and they blew it.
They always have them. They just never
completely choked the game. Completely choked the game away.
I'm going under. I'm not sold on Ferentz this year. I'm going under. Michigan, no. I think they lose. Ohio State, I think they lose. Even though I think they cover that game, they're already catching 3 touchdowns. I think they lose at Purdue. They lose Wisconsin. I love Minnesota, and we'll give them a swing game with Nebraska, potentially, depending upon what Scott Frost does. He might need that game in a big way.
A big way. Might need the game in a big way.
He might need that to get him over either his win total or 6-6 to a bowl game, which I don't know if it'll save his job. But
we're about to find out because we're going to do them next. But I'm on the under with Iowa also.
All right.
Under.
Oh, you want a hard under with them? Like you don't believe it? You wishy-washy with it. Are you like hard? Yeah, I'm doing it.
I'm probably not sold on playing it myself right now.
I like it a lot. I actually like it a lot. I think they're right. I think at tops 7-5.
Tops.
Tops.
Okay.
It wouldn't shock me if they regress all the way to 6-6. And I know they went to the Big Ten Championship. I get that. But
not this year, baby. Not this year.
Sold. Sold.
Sold. So Joe's selling. He's selling, baby. Nebraska, we'll go to them since we have we were just talking about them. Nebraska's number, with Frost needing a big year in a very, very bad way, is 7.5. 7.5. Team went 3-9 last year. But you know what? They lost a lot of close games, Joe. Remember that. Scott reminded you of that this week. They lost a lot of close games, single digits. Over 7.5, minus 120. Under 7.5, plus 100. They, of course, open at the Aviva in Dublin against Northwestern. Then they play home to North Dakota. Not the good North Dakota State, North Dakota. Georgia Southern at home. And then they have Oklahoma at home in the return of the game from last year when they had to go to Norman, which they originally tried to back out of, weasel their way out of, right, Joe? They tried to get out of that Oklahoma game. It did not go well for them. So now they play Oklahoma at home this year. They get the bye, home Indiana, at Rutgers, at Purdue, home Illinois, home Minnesota, at Michigan, home Wisconsin, at Iowa. First thing, Joe, that obviously sticks out to me is they only have to play one of the big four in the crossover from the other side. They only play Michigan. They miss Ohio State, Michigan State, and Penn State. They don't play any of them. That's helpful.
It is.
That's helpful.
But the problem is that they struggle with Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Oklahoma. Yeah. Oklahoma, maybe they get the win. It's a rivalry game from days, years ago.
No,
it's
they were getting a ton of points last year and covered that game.
I was on them that game, remember?
You were. I know. You were on them. You were on him. Close game. Just couldn't pull it out.
Interception. Kid makes a...
So, with us saying all that, does that mean we like the over?
No, I'm on the under. 6-6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're not going to lose all these games, Joe. They're not going to lose all... These last four games are extremely tough. Like, they finish... Very rough. Minnesota home at Michigan, at home Wisconsin, at Iowa. You think they lose all four of those games?
No, I think they can. Well, here's the thing. I think they can lose Minnesota and Michigan. Do you? I'll twist it back to you. Do you think they could beat Wisconsin and Iowa? They probably could beat Iowa because I think they're a more athletic team this year. I'm not sold on the athleticism of Iowa. I'm just not. And what do you think about Graham Mertz? I like Casey Thompson over Graham Mertz, so maybe we give them both of them. You want to go with the over? Because here's the problem that I'm going to have with this bet. If we go on the over and they lose week one, you and I are going to be saying same Scott Frost.
Yeah, that's why I'm playing the under.
Right. Same Scott Frost. How stupid could I have been
thinking
that
under.
This team was going to get to 8 wins, right?
I'm on the under.
I'm going to stick to my guns here.
I think Northwestern's going to beat him in that game.
I'm telling you this, there's a good possibility he could be fired right after that.
They lost the first game to Northwestern. Do you think they'd chop him?
I think Trev Alberts would cut him. I really do. I'm not even joking.
Carver,
they have not been to a bowl game since 2016.
That's
Mike Riley.
That's
I mean, who would have thought that the storied Nebraska Cornhuskers with Dr. Tom Osborne, still known as the best, most dominant team in college football in 1995 with Lawrence Phillips, that black shirt defense, Christian Peter, Jason Peter, Mike Minner, Mike Brown. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me?
Man, this is awful. These last few
Terrell
years.
Terrell Farley. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, this is Nebraska.
4-8, 5-7, 4-8. Like, I mean, this is embarrassing stuff.
Can I bet on that? That if they lose this game week zero, he's gone?
Jeez, Joe. I'm taking the under. This team's not winning 8 games. Get serious. Under for me. Under for Nebraska. I'm not believing in this guy. Absolutely not. You got no shot, Joe. No shot.
There's
what
no
do you think
way.
Of that?
You see, the problem is, it's what I say. It's also like the bet on the game. If you bet Nebraska in the game, you better hope they start fast, because if they don't, good luck with that. Good luck with that bet. You're not going to be able to cash out at all, meaning hedge, do anything. If you take Northwestern plus the 12.5, they jump out 10-0. That line is immediately going to be down to like 2.5.
Yeah, points. I'm on Northwestern in that game. I like them with the points. I think they might win the game outright, plus 365. That's where I'm at. I got no faith in this Nebraska team. No faith, Joe. There you go. You want to do? We'll do Rutgers, and then tomorrow night we'll do Ohio State and Wisconsin. All right, Joe? That's how
Sounds
we'll finish
good.
This
I
thing
like
out.
It. Keep so we'll chopping, finish, baby. Keep
Paul,
chopping.
Paul Christ.
You know how I feel about
I'll let you know the Rutgers numbers, and then we'll come back and go through the schedule. Rutgers is flat 4. Plus 105 to the over, minus 125 to the under. Now, you remember, Joe, I hit the over for Rutgers last year.
Yeah, what, in October?
Yeah, I hit it early because they had, just like this year, a nice little ramp up to the season. We'll come back and talk about it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. Top of the ninth in Colorado, 13-0 Dodgers. How about that? I got you to 13, Joe. Isn't that what you needed?
That's not good enough. That's not good enough.
What is it, 13.5? I thought you said 12.5 to me in that game.
No, not 13.5. I took it at 17.5, 18.
Oh,
no,
but
I had
earlier you had 12.
Oh, yeah, I had 12 in the pregame.
2-0, Rangers lead the Angels in the seventh. Angels can't find offense. Giants lead the Cubbies 4-0. That game is in the bottom of the sixth. All right, Joe, final Big Ten over-under for tonight is my boy, Greg Schiano, and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. They were a winner for me last year with their total. Ended up getting 5 wins. I think it was 3.5 last year. Might have been 4 as well, but either way, they were able to get over the rainbow for me. And we're going to try again this year, Joe. It's a flat 4, plus money to the over. At Boston College, home for Wagner, the mighty Seahawks of Staten Island. At Temple, home Iowa, at Ohio State, home Nebraska, home Indiana, at Minnesota, home Michigan, at Michigan State, home Penn State, at Maryland. All right. Now, here's what I'm going to say to you. Here's what I'm going to say to you.
Let me hear this. You're going to sugarcoat this guy.
There's a path here. Now,
oh my God.
Now listen. They have it. Can you believe this? Why am I saying that? I mean, I can believe it. They haven't won a Big Ten game at home since 2017. They haven't won a Big Ten game at home since 2017. Their 2 wins last year in the Big Ten were on the road at Illinois and at Indiana. Well, my path is I think they can start 3-0 again.
At BC, wow! Don't tell that to Blue.
Man, how would Blue it like that if Greg Schiano walks into Chestnut Hill on opening day and takes down Boston College?
See, I think they could.
Rutgers a blue collar team. They could beat Boston College. They're a blue collar team.
They could beat Iowa too, I think.
I mean, Boston College isn't exactly Clemson, Joe. I mean, let's be fair here. Let's be fair.
Everybody loves your boy, Phil Jakovic. They think he's the second coming since Doug Flutie.
I'll be just fine. I'm going to take Rutgers that day. Well,
Matty
so you know.
Ice.
Here's the path. 3-0, okay? 3-0 if they can win the Boston College game.
I gave them 3-0 as well, okay? I mean, I'll give you 3-0.
They've beaten Indiana the last couple years.
Right. I gave them that, too, and I gave them
That's four for a flat push right there. There's actually a game on here. Now, I said they hadn't won a home game since 2017 in the Big Ten. So the Indiana game is at home on the 22nd of October. I actually think they can get it done before that. How about this? Standalone Friday night. In Piscataway, October 7th, Friday night with Nebraska coming in.
No, it says it's the 8th.
It says right here on my schedule, Friday night, October 7th, 7 Eastern on FS1. That's the Big Ten Friday night game that week.
So it would be, you know, I was at the 2006.
The pandemonium in Piscataway when they beat Louisville?
With Stephon LaFleur's.
Hey, they haven't. If you haven't won a Big Eric Ten home Shelton, game since 2017, that could be a field stormer right there.
Should we buy those tickets now?
No.
Could we have a Carver and Lisi Friday night show? Is that doable?
How far away is that from Bellworks to go over
it's
to Bellworks?
It's about 25 minutes.
Go to Bellworks for 10 o'clock. You leave at the end of the third quarter.
What do you mean go to Bellworks? What do you mean? Who wants to go to Bellworks?
We could do the show from Bellworks that night.
What, like 30 minutes from the field? Why don't we just get it right on there?
All right. Once again, that's things that are out of our control, Joe. I don't know.
We're brainstorming. This is a Carver and Lisi brainstorm session. I'll tell you what. If I hit the Powerball, the Mega Millions on Friday night, I'll do it.
All right. Either way, I think they can get to at least minimum 4 to push this, and maybe even 5 again to win it.
I have them at 5. I mean, it's
Schiano has them playing better. They should get a little bit more now. Look, they could absolutely lose the Boston College game. I'm not sitting here calling that a win. I'm asking for a lot, but I think it's doable.
They could get the Nebraska game, too, because he is...
I think they could definitely get the Nebraska game.
Depending upon where he is by October. Again, he might not even be the coach if they lose against... I'm telling you, there is no way the fan base for Nebraska will accept a loss to Northwestern this year, year number 5, with the prodigal son. Not going to happen. When you're a 12.5-point favorite... He fired all of his assistants. Why? Because the heat was on. That's the first thing you do when the heat's around the kitchen. You chop everybody.
Chop.
No excuses anymore. New offense, new coordinator, new quarterback. The only thing that's the constant is you, Scott. You're the mush.
You're taking the Rutgers over?
I'm taking the... Well, I can't. I have to drive to New York to take it.
I mean, like, you're never in New York. I mean, you can't pop over the river.
You're bashing me for not going to the river. I'm a New York guy.
So next time you're in New York between now and September the 3rd, put the play in.
I will.
All right, there you go.
You don't seem like you're all in.
I'm all in on it. I can play the Rutgers total here.
You seem like, I don't know, you're second-guessing me with that. You don't think I'm going to do it?
I don't think you are. I don't think you're not really 100% in on this Rutgers total.
You know what it is? When it's not up on the board and then you're like, I got to take a drive. I got to go 35 minutes into the city, drive around.
I know. It's a lot.
Well, I'll tell you when I'll do it. My daughter's going to school in the city. So there you go.
Oh, there you go. She'll be there sometime in the month of August. You pump that in.
There you
go. I'll do that. I'll put the Rutgers bet in when I go into the city. All right?
All right. There you go. Tomorrow night, we finish off with Ohio State and Wisconsin. The Big Ten over-unders. Paul Christ. Your guy.
Paul Christ. Everybody loves him, too.
With the sweater. He's just... V-neck sweater, just way too tight on him. He's just got
it's not just the sweater. It's just, you know, it's everything about Paul Chris didn't know. He didn't know when he was playing Army, okay, laying 13 and a half, by the way, when they were up 12 with about a minute left. He doesn't go for two after they score the touchdown. He kicks the extra point. Almost like Al Groh, similarly, in Madison, Wisconsin, when... Virginia and Antoine Womack, when I was working for ABC, was catching 8.5 points against Wisconsin. Okay? All right? They were down. They were down 16. Okay? They were down 16. They score a touchdown with about 3 minutes left. What does Al Groh do? Kicks the extra point. Lose by 9.
Yeah, I mean, that's how
I don't know, Al. Everybody's All-American. All these head coaches.
Some of them are not. Some of them aren't.
2001. Game was on FS1 or Fox Sports. I was working for ABC Sports. Antoine Womack and Virginia on the road in Madison.
We got some low baseball totals for you tomorrow, Joe.
Mets
and Marlins 6.5. Mets and Marlins 6.5. Cleveland, Tampa 6.5. Seattle and Astros 7. A lot of low totals out there.
That must mean they're using the styrofoam balls. That's the indicator.
How about the Yankees minus 375 tomorrow night? Hard, I mean, they could barely scrape out a 1-0 win tonight against the Royals. They're minus 375 tomorrow. Andrew, can we get three games this weekend? Can we get the full sweep, the full 4-game sweep against this outfit, please?
Wouldn't that be nice?
I could use
today was kind of a shaky thing, though.
Now, I didn't see any of the game, Andrew. This kid Singer was mowing him down tonight. I mean, they couldn't touch this guy, right?
10 strikeouts, 7 innings pitched. I don't know. He only gave up the one hit. I forget who. Jeez. Nick Labor Torres got the hit. I don't even know if he walked. I think he might have walked two people. But so Tyone was good, too. Tyone was good.
Jameson pitched pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't give up any runs. I think he had 8 or 9 strikeouts.
Mm.
So, you know. Although it was funny, though. I was watching the Yankees broadcast to the game. I was watching... And Andrew Benintendi led off the game for the Yankees because he's the new guy, and they were talking about the Royals and everything like that. And the stat, the thing that they threw up on the bottom of the screen in the lower third said, what a good strikeout rate. He has one of the best ones in the American League, Andrew Benintendi, that they're talking about, and he strikes out on 3 pitches. So, welcome to New York. Go figure. What are you going to do?
Cole tomorrow night goes against Bubik. Minus 375. God.
Great.
Lots of strikeouts. We'll do some strikeout props for Cole tomorrow night. And we can take care of business. It would be nice.
I hope so.
Get me 3 wins. That'll be 6, Joe. So 6 wins with 15 apiece would be 90, right? And then 90 plus the 75 we get at the start of the playoffs. That's a win. Be ahead of the curve.
Yeah, they're giving me a full cash out on the Atlanta bet, by the way.
Yeah, I lost a little bit on that because the Yankees are now 330 instead of 300. So I lost a little value. But it's not like I'm cashing it in, Joe. I mean, it's only going to gain value between now and the start of the playoffs.
Right.
Or if they win a round, etc. Got to say if, of course. Phillies and Pirates again tomorrow. Quintana and Faller. Tigers and Blue Jays. Manoa goes for them. The Brewers are in Boston against the Red Sox. Woodruff and Bello. Big game Braves this weekend. Bumgarner on the hill for the Diamondbacks, Joe, against Wright to start that series in Atlanta. Braves are minus 220 tonight, tomorrow night, Joe. So there you go.
They're going to crush them. All week, they're going to win 3 in a row.
Confidence.
Get back on track.
confidence.
If I get six, that gives us, we'll be up 15 bucks.
That's what I just said. If I get the sweep, we get.
My brain just caught up. I was multitasking.
Something to do with football. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Good to have you with us as we're wrapping this one up. Again, Joe, like, this is why they give this guy the MVP anyway. Like, Ohtani, 7 innings, 11 strikeouts, this, that, and the other. And they're losing 2-0. I get it. And I understand the easy thing for the Ohtani backer to say to me is, well, it's not his fault they haven't scored any runs. Well, you know, he's in the lineup too, just so you know.
Because he hits and pitches.
He hits and he pitches, which is what makes it great. But another double, that's 6 straight double-digit strikeout performances. So you want to know what, Joe? Give him the Cy Young instead. Why don't you go give him that? Give him the Cy Young. All right?
If we instead lose of the MVP. This judge bet, it's going to be...
Well, you can go knock on the doors of all the charts and graphs guys who around the league who cover these teams. You can go get them. Because they ain't going to be guys like me, Joe, who's keeping them from having it. Just so you know.
Not right, Carver. It's not right.
Well, you know, it is what it is. What can you do, Joe? What can you do? All right, Joe. Great stuff as always. I will see you tomorrow, actually. Joe will be on with me in the afternoon on Coast to Coast. In the final segment of the show, the 5:40 Eastern segment. And I'm probably going to get him fired up about something. I got to figure out what I want to. Something from this week's radio show I will translate into the television show tomorrow. Maybe LSU and Auburn. Maybe we'll get into that. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Everybody have a great night. We will see you tomorrow night for a big Friday, heading into the weekend on the grid. See you then.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.